Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are peeling back the layers to achieve true freedom in Christ. Let's grow in the faith together. Hello, beautiful people. This is the Young Believers Podcast. Of course, you guys know that this is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. And today, we are in part two of our two-part testimonial series. And today on our podcast, we have a wonderful woman of God, powerful woman of God. She's literally a whirlwind. Yes, she is. She is none other than Lady Cheryl McCune, just a wonderful woman and my mentor. I still call her my mentor. And just loving and caring and a worker bee for Christ. Not only does she serve in the kingdom, but she serves with Promise, Purpose, and Destiny Ministries. And she also is the co-founder of Double Impact Twins on Fire with her twin sister, Lady Sharon McCune. And so we welcome you to today's podcast. Hello, Michelle, how are you?
Hello, I am blessed, too blessed to be stressed, and it's an honor to be here. I thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, yes, all right, well, of course, before I get into the meat and the important part, I have to explain to our listeners why I chose this particular topic that you'll be speaking on and why I chose you. Last episode, we had Minister Monroe Hoskins, and with that, it was interesting because God first gave me the title and then he gave me the person who would speak on it. This time he gave me the person who would speak on it, then he gave me the title. And after God dropped you in my spirit, the title being a worker bee in the kingdom came to mind. Just watching how you work, you guys, there's never a time where she is not working in the kingdom diligently all the time, doing what she has to do for the kingdom. And it's just, it's an inspiration. So just to give the listeners a background on that. So let's go ahead and get into it. The first question I want to ask you is, tell us who you were compared to who you are now.
Ooh, girl, thank you, Jesus. I'd love to give my testimony, well, parts of it anyway, because it lets people know two things. It lets them know that nobody's perfect and that the blood still works. See, we know, we have to know that we are the evidence of the life-changing power of the blood. We have to understand that when we surrender our lives to the Lord, that and we say yes, that a lot of things come along with that yes. Deliverance comes along with that yes. And so to tell you a little bit about who I was before I came to Christ, I was a wretch undone. I was I was on drugs. I went in and out of prison, lost my shit to the system. I was into gangs, carrying guns around. I got shot 3 times. I had 6 bullet holes. I had a stroke in my sister's living room. I was going from pillar to post. What's crazy about that is that I accepted the Lord in my life at a very young age when I was 6 years old. And I waited until I was in my 30s to start to rebel and go into things that were not pleasing to the Lord. I lost my kids to the system, and that really was a spiraling effect on me. And I never thought that I would be able to snap back from that. But God brings everything and works everything together for the good to those who love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. And the Lord brought every single one of them back in my life and gave me 3 beautiful grandkids. I couldn't stay out of jail and I couldn't stay out of prison because, as you know, sin is the disease. But the symptoms are drug addiction. The symptoms of sin are drug addiction and fornication and adultery and promiscuity and lying and cheating and thievery and yada, 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 and so on and so on. But the end result of the disease, because it's terminal, is death. And death is a separation from the Lord. And I was on my way to a burning hell. One day I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if I have to take one more breath in my body the way that it is, just show up for me or take me home. I can't do this anymore. After trying to commit suicide and after getting shot, and then when I had the stroke in my sister's living room, it was just my plate was too full of the things that I, of a self-imposed prison that I put myself in. And I knew the Lord. I was in a backslidden state. I knew the Lord. I was just running, and I was in the belly of my fish for so long that I was stinking and rancid. And what happened was one day because I believe that there's a cry that pricks the heart of God. I believe that there's a cry that you cry, that cry the Lord makes the Lord move off his throne. And it wasn't a cry, Lord, if you just get me out of this, if I could just calm down a little bit, Lord, if I could just have something to eat, Lord, if I could, it was a cry to the Lord, I'm surrender everything. I can't do it. I can't do this anymore. I can't take one more breath like this. And God swooped me up. And at that moment, I've never picked up a cigarette. I've never picked up another drink. I've never picked up another drug. I didn't have to 12-step nothing. I just had to give my life over to the Lord. And what's the beautiful thing about that, young lady, is that I have three grandkids, 10, 8, and 6. They've never seen me take a drink. They've never seen me smoke a cigarette. They've never come into my house and prayer was not going on. We have to be the example. So who I was before the Lord, I was lost. I was broken, but thank God for Jesus. Thank God that when he puts us on the wheel, that he will put you on that wheel and that he will take all those broken pieces that are your life experiences and make you into this beautiful vessel. Then he'll pour oil into you so that when you pour the oil on others, it will cause other people to want to catch on fire and run on for his glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. Just an amazing story. And I thank God that you spare no expense on telling us exactly who you were, because people do need to see that open, honest, and transparent side of us who say that we're believers of Christ, because no one really wants to speak on who they used to be. And speak and say, I had problems too, but we thank God that you were able to speak and that you are speaking on that. My next question to you is, I did speak a little bit before I introduced you of who you were and that you're part of PPD and you have your own ministry with your sister and you're going for the kingdom. So tell us what you do in the kingdom and how you function.
Wow, there's so much that the Lord has caused me to do. I am a branch leader for Promise, Purpose, and Destiny Ministries. I'm over the outreach department locally and internationally. We're building a church in Ghana, Africa for Brother Wanjack and the Cities of God Ministries. I am also the administrative assistant to Worship and Truth Outreach Department under my twin sister, Lady Sharon McKeon. I am also the Vice Chair Lady over the jurisdiction, Southern California jurisdiction, One Church of God in Christ, under the founder of Promise, Purpose, and Destiny, Chair Lady Danielle Belton. I am also a co-founder of the Double Impact Ministries, as you spoke on. I'm also under the Rinda Park Code and Bishop Hankerson for the International Lit Line. I am a recruiter. I'm also over the a facilitator for the prison ministry and outreach department in that area. I am also administrative assistant to my First Lady Cynthia Moreland in Worship and Truth, Church of God in Christ. So I wear a lot of hats. I just love that. But I'm also a licensed evangelist in the Church of God in Christ and good standing. But above all that, I'm a servant. I'm a servant. I have a servant's heart. There's nothing that, and I like to tell people my testimony because it all serves a purpose to the culmination of who God called me to be in the kingdom. There is never, God said that whatever you find your hand find to do, do it with all your might. We have to realize that there's a great need, that even that time that is now has never been before. So the culmination of who we are in the kingdom, me in the kingdom, is that I'm definitely a worker. The Lord has put a passion and a burden on me for his people. There's not a person that I look at, no matter if they're sleeping on a mat and smelling like urine and their hair is stuck to their head, or in Taj Mahal with gold bullion for nails, it makes no difference to me. God said that for all of sin and falling short of the glory of God. And Romans 3:23 said that there is none perfect among you, not one. But Romans 5:6 said that while we were yet in our sins, that Christ died for us. So being a worker and bringing people to the Lord is my passion. It's my passion. I remember at one time in my life, my only request from the Lord was, Lord, can I just get an ID? Can I have a roof over my head? I just want to, and it used to be things that were that I needed. Lord, I just want some clothes. Lord, I just want this. Now my prayer, because God said, I'll give you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I'll give you the desires of your heart. Now my desire is, Lord, bless me that I can be a blessing. Lord, let my light so shine before men that they can see the work that I do and give you the glory. Lord, give me a word for somebody. Put somebody in my past that I can tell about your goodness, because people are bound out there. They're lost. They're destitute. And God said that those who put their hope in him shall not be put to shame. So who I am is a worker bee in the kingdom, is that I take very seriously, because it's a life or death. It's life or death. It's life or death. It's life or death for every single person on this earth. And my job is to be a fisher of men. My job is to cast my net in deep water. My job is to win as many souls for the kingdom of God as possible before he raptures me up, because I'm going in the rapture. Amen. So I'm definitely am a worker for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Oh, wow. You do a lot. And I'm glad that you spoke on everything that you do, but you also said, above all, I am a servant. And that is what we should all strive to keep in mind, that we are servants first before we are anything else. But considering that you do so much, because I know that you do that, I know that you're planning things, you have things going on, you have family, you have grandchildren, you know, a lot is going on in your life. My question to you would be, how do you balance that? How do you balance family life with serving Christ? Because that is important, that we balance those two things and we don't give all of our time to the natural and not enough time to the spiritual. So how do you balance those things?
That's a good question. For people that are, for those that are listening that are young Christians or baby Christians who just came to Christ, you have a zest and a zeal and a vigor. You'll be like, put me in the game, coach, I can play, because you're on fire and you want to do this and you want to do that. Pick your battle. Pick your battle. Set time aside for the Lord every single time, every single day. If it's only 15 minutes at a time, say, when my feet hit the floor, I'm going to give the first 15 minutes, set your clock a little early, first 15 minutes to the Lord. He will increase that time for you, but don't deviate. See, because we have to learn how to be chased. We have to learn how to bring our flesh under subjection, and it doesn't come overnight. Things will rise up in your life where you don't, doesn't seem like there's enough hours in the day, but you have to have purpose. Not on purpose, purpose time for the Lord. You have to be able to, if you have purpose time for the Lord, everything else will work out. Because a lot of times in this walk with the Lord, we'll get on fire and we'll say yes to this and yes to that and yes to this and yes to that. Now we're walking around frantic because now we have jobs, now we have school, now we have things that we need to get done in our natural life. But I've said yes to all these different things, and you find yourself walking the floors and not being able to sleep. So the way that I balance my life is, it came to through trial and error. There was a time when I had no balance, when I was mocked in with my hair on fire, and but I had said yes to all these things. So I had to start picking my battles. I set time, now I set time, now that I'm seasoned, I set time to decide for the Lord every single day. And it's the same time every day. And I don't take no phone calls. I don't let nobody interrupt what I'm doing with the Lord every single day, because I got to get fed first. The second thing that I would say to do is, like I said, pick your battles. Don't overwhelm yourself. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, I can't do this right now. It's okay to say that I don't believe that the Lord is leading me this way right now. Pray about everything first. God said, in all things through prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto the Lord. And he also said that a just man's steps are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. So we have to put everything before the Lord. Don't just be so quick to jump into everything that sounds good. Just like when the temple was being built, Solomon could have built the temple. David could have built the temple, but he didn't. Solomon built it. But David could have built it, but he didn't. But Solomon built it. And I don't know if I'm saying the right two names, but Solomon built the temple. So we have to realize that even though we have the capabilities of doing some things, even though we want to take on everything because we want to be servants to the Lord, absolutely pick your battles. Pick your battles. Don't take baby steps. Sometimes you have to take baby steps. Amen. Sometimes you can't. Even if it is a God work, it might not be the God work for you. Pray and make sure that the Lord is leading you to do that. And then you have to take time for yourself. Self-care is very important. You have to take time to eat. You have to take time to fast. You have to take time to concentrate. You have to take time to sleep. Amen. Don't let your plate be overwhelmed, and don't be afraid to say no. Another thing that I would admonish, Lady Miana, is that if anytime that you want to go into work in ministry, you have to have the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Holy Ghost. You cannot have any power unless you have the Holy Ghost. You already know that. You cannot. You'll be full of scripture and on fire for the Lord and wonder why you still get beat up one side of your head and down the next. It's because you have to have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power to be my witnesses. After the Holy Ghost has happened. So those of you who need to pray for the Holy Ghost, this young lady right here, she's a firebomb. In the name of Jesus, you know just what it takes to get you there. Hallelujah. But you have to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost's job is to convict, to cause repentance, so salvation, to open up your mind of understanding that you'll be able to understand revelation and not situation. And he will cause you to have balance. Cause you to have balance. That's what one of his many jobs is to do. So basically three things. One, make purpose time for the Lord every day. Even if you start off small, he will increase the time. Two, pick your battles, pray about everything, take it to the Lord first. And three, don't be afraid to say no.
Amen, amen. And I thank God for talking specifically about the Holy Ghost. For those of you who don't know, as I explained at the beginning, she is my mentor. And the first thing she said to me when she met me is, you need the Holy Ghost. She said, you need the Holy Ghost. Okay. But I can truly be a testament to after you actually say, okay, I need the Holy Ghost, and you tarry for it and you receive it, the change in your life. It's interesting because I can't remember the date that I got saved. I can tell you that it was on August. I can tell you it was in 2019. I can tell you it was on Thursday. I don't remember the date, but I remember specifically the date when I got the Holy Ghost, because it's like my life changed in a way I cannot explain. But I know that the Holy Ghost is residing in me, and it's a new thing that has been done in my life and in my spirit. So I can testify to that, her saying, you know, that you need the Holy Ghost. So I admonish you as well to, you know, to go after that, tarry for the Holy Spirit. So moving on, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and we're talking about once you receive the Holy Spirit, everyone knows that those fruits are activated, and it's an amazing thing, and you're able to work in the gifts that God gave you in a higher level, a deeper level, because you now have the Holy Spirit. You now have protection. You now have discernment. It's something different when you get the Holy Spirit, is what I'm trying to say. And you're able to work in your gifts, and they're able to manifest in such a powerful way. So the question that I'm asking you now is, how do we identify those talents and gifts? And when we receive the Holy Spirit, how do we sit back and just listen to what God has to say concerning those gifts that we have?
That's deep. The Holy Spirit, God is a triune being. He's trichotomous, just like we're trichotomous. We're mind, body, and spirit. Mind, spirit, and soul. He's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a person that actually inhabits you. We can't see him, but we can feel him. The indwelling, the Holy Ghost is the promise. The power is the word. God said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. That means after he indwells you in the spirit form, himself indwells you, then you can receive power of his word. The Bible says that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel is the word. The Holy Ghost is the promise. But first thing I would say, ask God. Ask the Lord, what do you call me to do? And be prepared when he answers you. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another voice they will not follow. I believe in the prophetic, and I believe that's there because my sister walks in the office, in the office of a prophet to the nines. I have a prophetic anointing mantle on my life. I'm not a prophet, but I do have a prophetic mantle on my life that the Lord will allow me to walk in the seasons in my life. I believe that when people speak over your life, that the Holy Ghost has always already spoken to the vessel, which we are the vessel. has already spoken to that person first and has given you a inkling or in your stomach, well, I know I'm supposed to be doing something. And then he's giving you a yearning and a passion for something. He's giving you, whether it's children, whether it's young ministry, whether it's outreach, whether it's preaching, whether it's teaching, whether it's the gifts of helps, whether it's singing, whatever your gifting is. Because your gifts, the Bible said that your gifts will make room for you. If you want to know what your gifting is, ask God. Take it to him in prayer. Take it to him in prayer. When the Lord reveals what your gifting is, he'll always say the confirmation of your word. The Bible says, once he said it, twice I heard it, then the power belongs to God. All power belongs to God, but once he said it, twice you heard it. That means that he will send a confirmation of what your gifting is in the area that he wants you to walk in. Once you have the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost indwells you, one of his jobs is to open up your understanding for the word. Is to open up your understanding for the word, to give you a keen discernment. Discernment doesn't only mean the difference between chastisement and judgment. What discernment will also do is give you a certain kind of clarity in the spirit, where you'll know God's voice even deeper for yourself. In the name of Jesus. The reason I profess to the Holy Ghost, because I know until I had the Holy Ghost, the devil would just beat me up and I was just quoting scripture and I had no power. You have to just submit yourself therefore to God and then resist the devil, he'll flee. So, but we have to have the Holy Ghost. And what I would say as far as your gifting goes, pray about it first. Ask the Lord to reveal it to you. And a lot of times, God has a sense of humor, he will actually do unorthodox things. He will ask you to do things outside of your comfort zone. But if you have a relationship with the Lord, because he is relational, and the foundation will already be laid. So when you ask him what your gifting is, don't be surprised when he opens up the door for you to use your gift almost immediately.
Wow.
Almost immediately. Because the Lord will open up doors for you to use your gift because he wants you to be obedient. He's yearning to use you in the kingdom. He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So the day you say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, he's going to open up the door for you to be able to use your gifts. But the way that you will find out what your gifts is to take it to the Lord in prayer. And then when he opens up, reveals to you what he would have you do, he will send confirmation to that. And then he will open up a door or an avenue for you to be able to begin to walk in your gift. Don't be afraid. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, love, power, and a sound mind. Do not be afraid when the Lord begins to speak to you, even if it's unorthodox. And a lot of times, and don't, 9 times out of 10, what you plan for your life, what you think you're going to do, is not what the Lord has planned for you. So when your yes becomes no, do it my way, just do it his way. Because if he has to call on you, you're going to end up doing it his way anyway.
Amen. Wow. Look, we're getting it. We're getting everything that we need in this moment, especially with, your answers and what you've said. So being that this is the Young Believers podcast and that it's important that our young believers, whether they are young in the faith, they have just given their life to Christ, or they're young, period, we always ask for advice. I ask those who I interview for advice to give to the young people in the faith, and even to those who are not saved and do not yet know Christ and know Jesus and in the pardoning of their sins. What advice do you have for those people?
Seek out someone who's rooted and grounded in the faith. Seek out someone who's going to get up under a Bible teaching church. A Bible teaching church, a word for word, line up on line, a precept of people, not a whole lot of hoopla, but a Bible teaching church, so you can get some foundation. God is not pushy. He's a gentleman. He does not force himself on anyone. He will give you clarity. Get into your word. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Get up under a Bible teaching church. Seek out friends who are rooted and grounded in the word, who have what you need. Don't be afraid to ask God questions. Even in your prayer time, God wants you to ask him questions. He don't want nobody to be confused. He always wants his people to walk in clarity. If you're a young Christian, if you have not been saved and you have not accepted the Lord into your life as your Savior, ask why. Ask the Lord why. Lord, why can't I make this commitment? Why can't I make this commitment? What's holding me back? What's holding me back? And find a friend, get yoke up under a friend who is full of the Holy Ghost. You want somebody who is walking forward, somebody who does have the attributes that you desire. Amen. God said, don't be ashamed of what your past is or where you come from. As you know from my testimony, that you cannot do too much where the Lord cannot reach you. Or love on you, love you right on into purpose. Amen. You have a voice. You have a testimony. Use your words. If you don't understand, say, I don't understand. If it's something that you're cloudy about and you don't agree with, this is why. And get into your word. Yoke up with a friend who is a believer, who is full of the Holy Ghost, and that is rooted and grounded in the word. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Even ask God questions. Even ask the Holy Ghost questions. He will bring clarity. Amen. Don't walk in fear. Don't never let nobody stuff your gift or stuff your anointing. Don't ever let nobody, I don't care if you're the only one praying, you're the only one praising. Keep on praying and keep on praising until the breakthrough comes. Because somebody is looking at your walk. Somebody is watching what you say. Somebody is watching how you stand in the midst of storms. Amen. Sometimes God will put you in a circle. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Sometimes God will put you in a circle full of people and the only one saved is you for a reason. Because there may be one soul in that midst or one or two souls that he's calling to. And you are the best with that he's using to bring them out. If you are in a family that you're the only one saved, or that you might be a belief other than what they believe, that they might not even believe in God, stand your ground. God said, in loving kindness have I drawn you. Study your word so that you'll have power to defeat the enemy and carry for the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Look, today, if you have heard nothing else, tarry for the Holy Ghost. That's what you should take out of today. If you have heard nothing else, that's what you should take. So we first of all, we thank God that we're able to gather together even on this podcast. And I want to thank you for being here, for sharing your testimony, for giving us what we need, those tools that we need, and for telling us that we need the Holy Ghost. we're sitting here and we're laughing about this, you guys, because it's funny, because that's kind of how the basis on our relationship with each other. But it's also important for us to Amen. Know. It's important for you to have. Look, y'all make me want to come tell my story, interview myself. My own story, but it's important that you have it. And so again, we thank you, Lady Cheryl, for all that you've done, for being here, for speaking to us. And I pray that someone who listens to them this is blessed, and they gain something from it, because you have dropped a lot of knowledge and given a lot of gems to us on this afternoon. And so I want to say, everyone, we love you. We thank you. Join us for the next episode of the Young Believers Podcast, where we will be talking from the subject, Girl, Go Get It, being single, sanctified, and living in your best life, living and loving life, which is very important that we know. So please join us for the next installment of the Young Believers Podcast. We love you. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle. I hope you were inspired, motivated, and uplifted. Subscribe to this podcast and comment on how this may have inspired you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Miana Michelle for more information, episodes being released every Thursday, and ways to connect. Thank you for growing in the faith with me.